This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The FDA has approved an extra shot to help people lose weight. Eli Lilly's Zepbound, sold under the Mounjaro name when used to treat diabetes. It's new competition for the wildly popular shot from Novo Nordisk called Wegovy. While these drugs can quickly help people lose pounds, it's not yet clear how much they will add in the short term or possibly subtract in the long run to healthcare costs. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Obesity in this country is common and expensive. John Cawley is a professor of economics and public policy at Cornell University and says almost 42% of Americans are obese.
The medical care costs of obesity are about $289 billion just among adults and another $16 billion among youth per year.
Cawley says for now, many people taking these new weight loss drugs are just paying cash, so it's not showing up much in insurance premiums. But that will likely change as more doctors and insurance companies start treating obesity as a disease rather than a lifestyle choice. But, says David Rind, chief medical officer for the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review,
when you have a fairly expensive drug that is appropriate for a condition that 40% of the adults in the U.S. have, and many of that 40% of adults are interested in taking, you're talking enormous numbers of dollars.
These drugs list for upwards of $1,000 a month, and even if insurance companies negotiate those rates down, and there are rebates when insurance companies, private or government, do cover it,
that money comes from somewhere, either through higher taxes and higher premiums, or you're shifting it from other things that need money too.
For now, it's too early to tell exactly what these weight loss drugs will mean for overall healthcare costs. But researchers see a significant upside in the long run, like reduced rates of heart disease and diabetes, which are also expensive to treat. Allison Sexton Ward is a research scientist at the Schaefer Center at the University of Southern California.
With treatment of obesity, you'll see a reduction in a lot of the costs. And as more drugs come to market, that will continue to drive down the price.
Eli Lilly's drug is priced about 21% lower than Novo Nordisk's, so that price competition is already getting started. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.